Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Brad Garrett, crime and terrorism analyst, is with us on the WBEN Trocar College Live Line. Brad, learning of a multi-country prisoner swap this morning that would see Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gerskovich and former U.S. Marine Paul Whelan released by Russia. What are you hearing about this?
Well, it sounds like it's clearly in the works. I think there was reporting yesterday about how certain people that would be of interest to Russia were moved out of whatever prisons were holding them in. And then, you know, the two gentlemen you just mentioned being moved from their Russian prisons, and all at about the same time, it just made sense that, you know, something was afoot. And, you know, the reality is that, you know, Russia, I think, to a large extent, grabs people like the two we're talking about, because they can use them as pawns to get people back that they want. You know, when they finally released Brittany Griner, you know, we gave up, you know, a huge arms dealer that we had in prison that Putin wanted back. And, you know, and so he's orchestrated, you know, these court cases with no evidence, you know, and finally have, you know, sort of the key is that he gets them sentenced so he can tell, I guess, his people, you know, we've caught this bad person and now we've convicted them, but we're going to get some of our people back in a swap. And so it's predictable. You know, it will continue to probably happen, hopefully down the road. But, you know, from obviously a U.S. perspective, it's terrific. These folks will get released, you know, maybe soon, like in the next day or two.
Well, we'll focus our attention now on this case involving people behind the 9/11 attacks. And to what really, I think, Brad, is the shock of everyone to learn two things. One, that this case is still going on. It's 2024. And two, that there's a plea offer for these people and not necessarily a trial and the ultimate death penalty. What's going on here?
So you have to go back to 2001. After the attack, the Bush administration for whatever reason, decided to send those involved in the attack and other terrorists that were connected in some form or fashion to Al-Qaeda to Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, to our military, our naval base there. And, you know, a lot of us looked at each other because I was, you know, in the FBI at the time here in Washington. And like, well, wait a minute, why are we doing that? You know, when in reality, you have a terrific federal court system in place in Manhattan, in New York, where this attack occurred, that was seasoned judges, seasoned prosecutors, they knew how to handle classified information, to a military court that, and this is not their fault, doesn't do any of that. They don't know how to handle the evidence. They don't know how to, you know, they just, we collectively had to train them about how to do this. And it's just gone on and on. And now we're up to 20 years later. And the mastermind of the 9/11 attacks, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, you know, is he's one of these three that they've taken the death penalty off the table. And I, you know, if you ask me to guess, I suppose it's, you know, one of the complications in this case and other 9/11 cases is torture. And Khalid Sheikh Mohammed reportedly was waterboarded 183 times. And so if he said anything, I don't know if he did of worth, or the others, is it wouldn't be admissible. You know, I would argue, without knowing specifically the evidence, that could you have convicted them in a civilian court in New York without any statements they made? I mean, I'm thinking you certainly would have taken a chance to do that if I were a prosecutor, and I think they would have, and they may well have convicted them, and they may well have given them the death penalty. So we've lost all that. It was just a huge mistake to send them to Guantanamo, but, you know, people didn't want to listen back then. They were just angry, and they wanted to see if they can get more information out of these folks, and if you sent them to some place that wasn't on U.S. soil— you wouldn't have to treat them the same as you would procedurally as you would somebody in custody here in the U.S.
But, you know, what kind of signal does it send by offering a plea deal? It seems like families of the 9/11, you know, attacks see it as a slap in the face.
The whole thing's a slap in the face. I totally agree with what you're saying. I mean, the whole idea that they've have to wait, you know, basically over 20 years and then, and you know, get what, you know, these guys already have been serving for 20 years, which is to stay locked up. I mean, it doesn't say anything good about the efficiency of the justice system, the equity of the justice system. I mean, you know, we told the CIA back shortly after the 9/11 attacks that if you introduce torture into these cases, we're going to have trouble prosecuting them. And in fact, I could tell you without getting specifics, you know, I had friends that were at some of these black sites that once the CIA started torturing people, they just left. You know, they contacted headquarters and said, we can't be any part of this. And they left. So that gives you some indicator that if you're going to start down that road, it can come back to bite you. And people, I don't think, really seriously thought much about that at the time, at least the people in charge.
Well, Brad, thank you for the time. Appreciate it. Brad Garrett, crime and terrorism analyst, joining us live this morning.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.